You're listening to the MRelevance Marketing Minute. This segment is made possible by MRelevance and brought to you by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum. On the Marketing Minute, we discuss the latest marketing strategies and tactics, from branding to social media to the latest technology and tools, all to help you sharpen your approach to marketing and PR and drive your message. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the MRelevance Marketing Minute, a special edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Today we're going to talk about PR. Now, I suspect over the next couple of years as we flesh out the Marketing Minute, we're going to talk about a lot of different elements of PR. So let's just kick off this conversation. I was kind of thinking with social media, you didn't really need to do PR anymore.
Oh, golly. Well,
how do you respond to that?
You know, there's probably a lot of people who feel that same way or would agree with that statement, but I would absolutely disagree because, you know, your best content for your social media is going to come from your press releases and from your blog post. And, you know, if you're already writing really great content, then why not take the stories that are the most newsworthy and push them out to the media and get some additional coverage? I mean, it's third-party endorsement, for gosh sakes.
Mm-hmm. So what are the things that people do wrong when they're thinking about PR? I mean, if they're even thinking about PR, which we agree they need to, but what are they doing wrong there?
Well, I think there's probably a couple of things, and it's interesting. So you'll have people who think that a story is news when it isn't,
right?
And then they just kind of blast it out there and don't follow up on it or don't know what the reporter's niche is. And just pitching something blindly to someone that you don't have a relationship with is probably not going to score anything because they get hundreds and hundreds of emails a day with pitches. And then the other thing that's funny is, you know, people who don't think they have a story, who do, you know?
Yeah, but that's a surprisingly common problem.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, people, you know, it's like, well, I don't know what I'd write about on my blog. It's kind of that same thought process. They don't really think that anything they do is important because they do it all the time. So, you know, they miss that opportunity to really get traction with that great news by not putting it out there.
So what you're in essence saying is just because I hire a PR consultant doesn't mean that I'm going to be on the New York Times the next day. I mean, there's a lot of strategy behind this. I mean, you know, I run this little media company too, and now that I've been doing this for several years, I'm getting pitched every day. Probably, I think, on the average, about 35 to 40 emails a day.
Wow.
Now, I'm just physically unable to handle most of those. But it becomes very easy for me to reject people because there's some just very obvious mistakes they're making with that pitch. I mean, what are some of those obvious mistakes other than maybe getting my name wrong?
Well, getting your name wrong, not knowing what your focus is, you know, pitching something to, in real estate is kind of easy. Maybe you pitch something to the commercial reporter when it should be the residential reporter, or, you know, vice versa, or pitching them on deadline day. You know, calling and following up when they're on deadline. I don't know. You know, we kind of see it all. Or we've had this happen in the past where we've been pitching a reporter, but then the client decides we're not moving fast enough and they get involved and start calling the reporter. And I've had reporters call me and tell me, if you don't call, you know, your client and tell them to stop bugging me, I'll never publish anything on them. So there's definitely a fine line there.
How do you find the right PR person for you?
I think it's important that they understand a little bit about your business and that you have some common goals. So I would always recommend interviewing a few agencies and having your goal in mind. You know, is your goal to be in the New York Times, or is your goal to, you know, score a few stories in your local, you know, newspaper? Is your goal to really have that content that's going to flow across all of your sites, or is it all of the above? You know, making sure that they have the background and the platform to get your news out there is really important, because otherwise, you know, you're just spending money and maybe not getting the results you want.
Well, it's not hard. But as I said, I interact with a lot of different PR reps, a lot of PR companies, and you would make a mistake thinking, "Now I can just hire any PR rep and they're going to do fine." There are really a lot of PR reps and firms that have a very niche specialty, and I think that's a critically important element to finding the right fit for you, because you may say, oh, I like this person, but their space is manufacturing. It's not residential building or whatever the topic is.
Right.
I mean, you got to really understand that.
Yeah. And there's lots of boutique shops. You have, you know, bigger agencies that have different specialties and different verticals within the shop. You know, if you've got 200 people, it's easy to have, you know, 5 or 10 or 15 specialties. But if you're a smaller, you know, 3 or 5 or 10 person shop, then you probably are going to have a couple of verticals that you're really adept in. I mean, I've got a friend that's made her entire business on restaurants, you know, and then there's some other Atlanta firms that mostly do events and attractions. So there's lots of different boutique specialty firms out there.
So you might, if you're a larger organization that really can benefit from PR strategy, you might actually be employing and collaborating with several reps on different kind of elements of your business, right? You may have one that specializes on your events.
Right.
You might have one that specializes on a different, entirely different realm. And that's part of this too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that brings up a good point. You know, a lot of times people think public relations and they think special events. And obviously that's a portion of it. But again, then you'll find firms that specialize in just doing those events. You know, there's a difference between doing PR for a trade show and, you know, doing PR for local press. You know, lots of different segments out there. There are lots and lots of different specialties. People who do political PR, that's a specialty in itself.
Right, right.
You know, another part of it is, you know, are you looking to speak? Are you trying to get speaking engagements? And then does that firm have those connections? You know, can they help push you out there to speak? Can they reach out and they already have that Rolodex of, you know, 5 or 10 people they can help you with? So another thing to look at. But I think the biggest mistake we see is people going into it and really not having a goal in mind.
Well, and you have to, you mentioned there may be a niche or a boutique or someone that has that Rolodex with the magical contacts. Sometimes that costs you money. I mean, you have to be prepared to invest real money to get the right kind of output that you're looking for, right?
Well, it's definitely not free. You know, in most markets, you can expect to pay, you know, $100 an hour or up, you know, for good, sound public relations skills.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. So to the audience listening, Carol and I just touched on a handful of different subjects around PR. If anything in particular they're interested in, they want us to drill down on, then just send us a note or a comment on this post, and we can go deeper on some of those subjects. So, Carol, should anyone have any questions of you about PR and PR strategy, how do they find you?
They can contact us through marketingrelevance.com online or call 770-383-3360.
All right. That wraps this week's M Relevance Marketing Minute. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd appreciate that rating and review. So on behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.
Thank you for listening to the M Relevance Marketing Minute. Today's episode was made possible by M Relevance, a marketing, communication, and interactive agency. To get help on SEO, creative, PR, social media, web development, and more, visit marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week on the M Relevance Marketing Minute.